What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Right now, we are joined by one of our favorite guests. Nay, our favorite guest. Until I tell Doug Whaley the same thing at 9 o'clock, that's John Wehner. Morning to you, John. How you doing?
I'm doing really, really good. How are you?
They got a dub, John. Didn't it feel nice, even though it's kind of looking always the same way, even when they get a victory?
Yeah, I mean, you have to reward this pitching staff at some point in time. And you know, you can't say enough about what Falter did last night, especially, you know, after the leadoff triple. You're thinking, oh boy, here we go. You can't get down. This team hasn't, they've won two games when the other team scored first. So you're thinking, man, what's going to happen here? And then he managed to get out of that relatively easily in the first inning and then just mowed them down from there on. And you're not going to win many games just scoring one run. They got to figure out a way to produce more offensively. I mean, some of these guys are really struggling. We're not hitting the ball at the ballpark. And eventually, I think this offense will get going and, you know, they'll support this staff a little better.
Yeah, John, I mean, this is, like, without question, this isn't even a hot take. This is a playoff-worthy starting rotation. I mean, Skeens has a 2.44 ERA, Andrew Heaney 3.02, Bailey Falter 3.50, Mitch Keller 3.88. You take out the Yankee start for Keller, he's under 3. I did some math this morning, so it might not be 100% right. I mean, we got to take any math that I do with a grain of salt. But if you take the top four starters on this year's staff, John, and you compare it to the top four starters of the 2013 club, this group has a lower ERA. That's what's so sickening about this. If they were even close to an average offense, they'd be winning baseball games.
And I'm hoping they're going to get to being an average offense, you know, and hopefully the pitching will continue to be so great to where, you know, you're going to win these close games. And kind of coming into this year, you know, we felt it in the off season. We knew coming into spring training that we were going to have a really good pitching staff. Now, we didn't know we were going to lose Jared Jones, and we didn't think, you know, we expected Oviedo to be in the mix, but the pitching is still great. It'll be interesting to see. You know, obviously the record's where it is, and man, it's a steep hill. And you wonder if they'll try to make moves to get more offense somehow, some way. I mean, I think it'll help to get Nick Gonzalez back. It'll help to get Andy Rodriguez back. Spencer Horowitz, I like that swing. I think he's going to help the club. And then you got to get these other guys just getting a little more consistent. You know, Reynolds with the power. Cruz hasn't hit a homer, feels like, in a while. Bart's another one. I mean, he got 6 extra base hits.
Yeah.
And he's been close the last few days or last week or so, you know, as far as driving the ball. He's hit a few balls off the wall, got robbed with a couple homers. You know, there's guys in there that have done it before. And, you know, you expect them to get back to their norms. And like I said, when you've got a full squad and you're healthy, you're going to score more runs. And because this isn't going to continue. I mean, it's one run, two runs. I don't know what they're averaging over the last month, not scoring more than 4 in almost a month. It's got to improve.
Yeah, they could tie the modern record tonight, today, if they fail to score more than four runs. Looks like a pitching matchup that if they get the game and with the weather here, John, that maybe this is the day. Maybe they'll break the streak just in the nick of time. I also wanted to ask you, though, about Gene Lamont. So you go to the Marlins in 97, you win a World Series, and then you come back, Gene Lamont is there. I think it's a great idea that the Pirates bring him in. What can he add to help Don Kelly manage the club the rest of the year?
Experience is number one, and he's a very bright guy. You know, I had spent time with him here obviously before he went to the White Sox in the early 90s, and then when he came back, you know, getting to know him and talk to him, he knows baseball. I mean, Jim Leland leaned on Gene Lamont, so certainly Donnie Kelly can lean on Gene Lamont. I mean, there's hardly anything that he hasn't experienced. He has a calming presence. You know, he's not a very emotional guy. He's really laid back, but he's really, really smart. And there will be times where, you know, the game could get sped up. There could be situations where you need a quick decision. And I think for Gene, everything's so slow for him. I mean, the game won't speed up on Gene Lamont, and it might on a rookie manager who's never managed at any level, let alone the big league level, to where, you know, I think he has that calming influence and that knowledge to where, you know, his suggestions are, you know, he's going to help Donnie with that experience and that knowledge to where, you know, it's not going to happen every game, but there's going to be games to where, you know, you might make a quick decision or a tough decision where I think Gino, based on, you know, what he's done in the past, managing, being a bench coach for Jim Leland, is really going to help Donnie.
I hope so. And I like what I've seen out of Don Kelly so far. I mean, I like how aggressive they've been on the base paths. I like them trying to lay down bunts. You wish that they wouldn't bunt it back to the pitcher. But I like what he's been doing. And I think you can discern whether a guy's got it or not, even if the club itself might not be the best constructed.
You got to take risks, and he's not afraid to take risks.
Yeah.
You know, if this offense improves, which I expect, you're not going to have to be as aggressive. You might not want, you know, these guys running or bunting or taking risks on the bases because you're scoring enough runs and guys are driving the ball and you don't want to make outs on the base pass or attempt to. But they're in that situation right now to where you got to find a way to create runs. And I give a lot of credit to O'Neill Cruz. There's times in the past where I think he wasn't as aggressive. If he doesn't steal that base, I don't think we score.
Yeah.
We might still be playing. And he wasted no time. He wasted no time in the first, and he wasted no time after that second walk to set up Brian Reynolds. And Donnie Kelly, again, he's been around a while, and he's been on the bench next to Jim Leland for a long time, thinking along with him. And so you're talking about a Hall of Fame manager, and Donnie knows the game as well as anybody. He's played everywhere. You know, and he's aggressive. You would never know it. No, talking to Donnie Kelly, he's so laid back, and he's such a pleasant guy, a nice guy. It's great to see him fired up. It's great to see him take chances. You know, I think he's good for this group. It'll be nice when they make the job a little easier for them by driving the ball out of the ballpark and scoring more runs.
Exactly right. John, we appreciate your insight as always. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, the other thing I was thinking, where's Dorn?
You know, he told me why he was going to be off, but I don't remember.
Oh, okay. I was thinking maybe he can share some of those, red yeast. Maybe the guys need some red yeast.
All right, Wainer, we'll talk to you later.
See ya.
He's the best, John Wainer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.